This is Randall Harp of Active Christian Media with today's devotion. The Apostle Paul learned to be content in any economic condition, writing in Philippians 4:12, I know how to be humbled and I know how to abound. In everything and in all things, I am taught both to be filled and to hunger, both to abound and to lack. He also wrote to Timothy that godliness with contentment is great gain. Certainly the 10th commandment prohibits coveting things that belong to others, and in many other places the Bible extols contentment. Is it ever a good thing not to be content? Reading through the book of Yehoshua, aka Joshua, we find that although the children of Israel experienced great victories with the assistance of the Lord, there was much of the promised land that they did not possess. Chapter 13 begins, And Jehoshua was old, going on in days, and the Lord said to him, You have become aged, you are far along in days, yet very much land remains to be possessed. The text goes on to describe the territories, the promised territories, that they had yet not possessed, even though the Lord had promised to drive out the inhabitants before them. Subsequent chapters go on to tell how the land was allotted to the tribes, but these descriptions are sprinkled with verses indicating the incompleteness of their expansion, such as Jehoshua 16:10, where we read, And they did not expel the Canaanite who lived in Gezer, and the Canaanite lives in the midst of Ephraim to this day. By contrast, in Jehoshua 17:14 we read, And the sons of Joseph spoke with Jehoshua, saying, Why have you given to me one lot and one portion as an inheritance, since I am a numerous people? For the Lord has blessed me until now. The text goes on to tell that the sons of Joseph were given additional land in the forest, and were promised victory against giants and iron chariots. Indeed, we should be content with such things as we have, but if God has given us victory in driving out darkness and expanding His kingdom, whether in our own lives or in our communities, perhaps we should not be easily satisfied with limited success. Maybe you can completely kick that bad habit. Maybe you can improve your prayer life. Maybe you can do more in your neighborhood. Maybe your congregation can have a greater influence in the community. Never be satisfied with your personal or corporate spiritual growth, nor your spiritual influence upon those around you. As the apostles admonished in 1 Thessalonians 4:1, we beg you and we exhort in the Lord Jesus, even as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God, that you abound more. Now, go honor your King.